Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here's your morning brief for Thursday, September 22nd. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. A U.S. appeals court handed the government a big win by granting a Justice Department request to retain control of classified materials seized at former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home in Florida. The court's decision paves the way for the DOJ to continue its criminal investigation into the handling of those documents. A spokesman for Trump didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. The Federal Trade Commission says Amazon founder Jeff Bezos and CEO Andy Jassy must testify in an investigation related to the company's Prime membership program. FTC commissioners have denied Amazon's request to pare back the probe and cancel the subpoenas issued to Bezos and Jassy. An Amazon spokesman said the company was disappointed but unsurprised by the FTC order and that the company had cooperated with the agency's investigation. The yen rallied against the dollar after Japan said it intervened in currency markets for the first time in 24 years. The government sold dollars and bought yen in an effort to stem the Japanese currency's recent sharp fall. Earlier, the yen had slid to near 146 to the dollar, its lowest level since 1998. In Hong Kong, the benchmark Hang Seng Stock Index closed at its lowest level since late 2011. Other Asian markets also ended the day lower, while European shares fell in early trading. U.S. stock futures gained a day after a Wall Street sell-off in the wake of the Federal Reserve's latest interest rate increase. Investors will be watching U.S. weekly jobless numbers due out this morning, and FedEx and Costco are among the companies expected to report earnings today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.